Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Please now to welcome Jake LaRavia to the program. We are down here at Grizzlies Media Day. Jake, I wanted to start here. Could you feel the Grizzlies summer love or summer league love? Because there's one thing that I've know about this city. I'm born and raised here. We will overreact to summer league. When you have the debut performance, could you feel it all the way? I guess that was Utah, right?
Yeah, it was
in Utah. That was before we got to Vegas. Could you feel it?
Yeah, for sure. After the first game, I was feeling really good, played a good game, and definitely felt the love afterwards. Just going through social media, you know, the stuff that the Grizzlies have posted and whatnot, just seeing the comments on that. And then it was good just throughout all of summer league to see the players showing love coming out. And we seen Ja, D-Bane, DB, Tyus was out there. Like, it was just really nice seeing all the vets out there.
How big of a whirlwind is it? Because you go from, you know, you go from being prospect that people are like, hey, you know, look at this guy mid to late part of the first round. You end up going 19th overall. And then all of a sudden it's, hey, you know, get ready for summer league. Have you decompressed it all? Like, can you walk us through kind of that whirlwind that you went through?
Yeah, I mean, the entire draft process was really crazy. Like, I mean, I did 17, 15 workouts or something like that. So that was a lot, just movement, traveling, all that kind of stuff that just took a mental toll, kind of physical toll. But it's the grind. Like, it was also enjoyable at the same time because you're playing basketball, you're going to different cities that you've never been to before. And then, yeah, getting drafted at 19 was such a surreal experience for me, being with my family and friends and celebrating that moment with them. And then, you know, straight to summer league, you got camp for a couple of days, straight to summer league. And it was just a good experience for me.
Well, I've always thought it's funny, like, when you mention the workouts, because I feel like all those workouts, having not done them myself, but being familiar with them, I always feel like everyone's like, hey, don't put any pressure on yourself. Don't, you know, like, it's just go out there, have fun. You're playing basketball, whatnot, but it's like, yeah, no, this is kind of a job audition. Like,
yeah.
Like there is some pressure. Does that mentally, like, do you feel that? Like, I guess I have to feel like that also, like, takes its toll.
Yeah, for sure. I think all of them were just – I had to get my first one out the way.
Sure.
That's what I'll say. Like, the first one I had was pretty bad, but everything after that was pretty good. And that's never really the mindset that I was having, was like, oh, I'm going to interview for a job or whatnot. It was like, I'm going to hoop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go play basketball and do what I do. They know, they've watched film of me. They watch plenty of film, and they know what I can do. Now I'm going to just go out there and show it to them.
I feel like another key part with you is that the Grizzlies have to move up to go and get you. And from your perspective, does that have an impact? Like, when you know, hey, I'm not just – it's not like, oh, I fell here. Like, they wanted me. They went and got me. Does that have any impact on you whatsoever?
Yeah, for sure. Like, it just makes me feel – yeah, like you said, it makes me feel wanted. Makes me feel like I'm supposed to be here. I'm here for a reason. And, you know, now it's my job to go out there and show them why they moved up for me. So I'm very excited for this season.
Post-summer league, what was it like for you? Because, I mean, at a certain point, you do kind of have to get some rest, I'm sure. But, you know, post-summer league to training camp starting, how's it been for you?
Yeah, for sure. It was good. After summer league was kind of a little bit rocky because I caught COVID at the end. Mm-hmm. So I had to stay in Vegas for – you know, the following week or whatnot. But, you know, I got some downtime, got to go chillax at home for a little bit. And then, you know, the work started again. We was right back in Memphis working, doing open gyms and just playing. So it's been really good being able to, you know, play with the team, getting comfortable with them, getting comfortable with the organization overall, and just, you know, continue to work on my game.
That has to be a situation where, like, at one point everyone's like, oh, the dream is, oh, you got to stay a few extra days in Vegas and have fun. It's like, no, I had COVID. Like, that feels like that would be the worst place to have to, like, spend extra days, because it's like you could be having fun,
right,
but here you are quarantined. Is that how it felt?
That's exactly – I couldn't even leave my room. Like, my key
card
got locked.
Oh, that's awful.
So I was literally in bed for 5 days, not doing anything. It was, like, literally one of the worst things ever. It was horrible.
How's Memphis been?
It's been really good. I got settled in early. I found a place early. Got everything moved in, and just feel real comfortable here. You know, with the city, I kind of been in environments like this before.
Sure.
I feel like where I'm from, Indianapolis, is a lot like this, and it's been good. You can tell that this is a city that really cares about, you know, the organization, and they're gonna come and show that every night that we play here.
What are they telling you heading into this year? Because on a certain level, again, as we mentioned, like they clearly believe in you. They went up to get you. But what is for you? What's your expectation this year?
My expectation,
sure.
Or theirs? I mean, my expectation is to impact winning. At the end of the day, I think that's what I'm best at. Go out there. I know as a rookie, you know, to earn playing time on a court, you got to be able to play defense, so that's going to be a big part of it. And then just being able to space the floor. I know they need a floor spacer and a shooter, so, you know, I can provide both of those things. And just being locked in on both of those throughout the entire year. But, you know, I trust the coaches. I trust this organization to make the right decision. Whether it's me playing or me not playing, at the end of the day, they're going to make the right choice because they want to win too.
And then on the same lines, what are they telling you?
I mean, they've been, you know, like Taylor and Zach, they've been at the workouts and open gym watching me play and whatnot. And they just, you know, obviously you can't guarantee nothing ever. But, you know, with Jaren being out right now for maybe first couple games or whatnot, there's a spot open. So they're pretty much just telling me that, you know, it's not guaranteed, but, you know, you work for it and, you know, you can get there. So I just got to continue to grind, continue to keep my head down and work.
How is that as an opportunity? Because, like you said, it's clearly there. Does that change kind of how you go into a first training camp?
I mean, I think I have the same mentality regardless, just to go in there and prove why I'm here and, you know, just continue to build chemistry with my teammates and whatnot, because I'm going to be out on the floor with them at the end of the day. And, yeah, I mean, whether I'm in rotation or not, like, I'm just going to continue to do what I do and grind. So,
is it easier for you coming into a team that's having success and at the same time, like, there's clearly a mindset of we want this team to have, you know, it's a younger team, like,
right,
in general, like there's a lot of guys that are roughly the same age. Does that make it easier for you? Like how does that impact it for you?
Yeah, I think it does make it a lot easier that we have such a young core, because it makes, you know, the players be able to, you know, relate to each other so much more. It's not like we have no crazy age gaps or nothing,
right,
like that. I mean, we got a couple vets, but for the most part, everyone's young on this team. And I think that's why, you know, the Grizzlies is known so much for, like, just the family. Like, we're all together. We all got each other's backs. We're brothers at the end of the day. And that's how we gonna play.
Jake, we wish you well. Good luck this year, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.